Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester, and we are here to talk about the games that make college football great.
It's a big week for us. Me personally, going to the UCF-TCU game in Fort Worth.
Uh-oh. And that's an outside classic.
It is.
Yeah.
The other will receive the other team's vote from the AP poll.
Yeah, each
got
getting
one.
Each is getting one vote. This is a game. This is the vote bowl.
So this is to get two votes.
Yeah.
I mean, we have fireworks tomorrow in San Marcos.
Oh, boy. I wish we could go. Like, truly, like, I wish we had time to do it.
It's really a time thing. I would go for, like, $20.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the tickets, I assume, aren't very expensive. The tailgating scenes there is great. But Arizona State, Texas State is going to be a fucking...
We got Kansas UNLV.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Memphis, Florida State. Man, it is loaded.
This is a loaded week for outside. This is where you're going to learn a lot. You're going to see... These are the games that really matter, because there's only two ranked games this week. BC at Missouri and Arizona at K-State. It's a lot of... I feel like the games inside the top 25, it's mostly cupcakes this week. So, you know, is what it is there.
These are going to be the teams that are battling from the, like, 16 to 25 range. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot about teams that just miss outside the playoff.
I think there's at least one playoff team that we will be discussing today.
I agree. My UCF Knights, yeah. I have talked myself into a path to win the Big 12.
Of course there's a path. You just win the Big 12. That's the path.
I know, but it's just so much easier than I thought.
Yeah, Big 12 is mostly dog shit.
Oh, no. We got to worry about Utah and Cam Rising being healthy.
Again. I mean, but here's the thing, though. Utah just wins conference championships.
That's fine.
But you're not getting in without winning the conference championship.
We'll probably have to play them twice, though.
Yeah.
Right? So we'd have to play them back-to-back weeks. Because they're the last game of the season, and then they also are probably...
And you'd have to win the first game, right?
No, you win the Big 12. You don't have to win the first game.
Okay, you just have to
win. If we run the table and we only lose to Utah, I imagine it would be a rematch.
Yeah,
it depends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It depends. Yeah, like, obviously, with conference records.
That's probably true, yeah.
But if we ran the table, only lost to Utah, and then I don't care, man, because we just got to win the Big 12 championship.
Just win. Just win. At the end of the day, you can be mad about your team being ranked or not. But this early in the season, especially, like last year with Missouri, I was just like, just keep winning. Just keep winning.
That said, KJ Jefferson will probably throw like four interceptions this week. We'll lose to TCU by 28. Like, all my high expectations just deflated. Yeah. With just a queef of a quarterback.
Oh, he's going to play himself. What if he fucks up like this game and another game, but then by the time he plays himself into shape by the end of the season, he's just a goddamn animal.
Dude, I could love him at the end of the season,
yeah.
But I could also loathe him. Like,
but I would only loathe him if it's like, dude, why couldn't you just exercise in the offseason?
Why weren't you in shape?
Yeah.
Why weren't you in camp with the receivers, getting your time in with like Kobe Hudson?
It's like, nah, dude, I do it live.
At the end of the day, though, just hand the ball off to RJ Harvey.
Sure.
Penny Boone. Fucking Montgomery, dude, we're loaded. We're just so loaded in the backfield. RJ Harvey already has 6 touchdowns. Just RJ for Heisman. Let's go.
Fair enough. We have some stories to talk about this week.
We do. So you brought up, this is kind of old news at this point, but Deion Sanders has instructed the band not to play the fight song when his son, Shador, scores a touchdown. So,
like a running touchdown?
I believe running or passing.
So 90% of the touchdown.
So they can play Shador's rap song.
He denied this, by the way. He said that's ridiculous. But it sounds...
You said to add it to the, sheet, so
and
I did.
But he denied this. Why would you put this in here if he denied it?
Fake news. Damn, we're never going to be able to interview Dion again.
I know, yeah.
He's going to write us off.
He's going to Bill Snyder us now. No, I think it probably isn't true, but also, like, it's on brand, so you don't do... Like, by behaving the way Deion Sanders behaves...
I mean, Shador's already thrown his offensive line under the bus.
It makes this shit believable.
He's not the best leader. I wouldn't draft him.
I would not draft Shador Sanders.
Everything's someone else's problem. It's never Shador's problem.
I have seen few people that scream bust more than Shador Sanders.
I don't know bust, but just piece of, like, kind of.
He's going to bust.
He might be good enough to not be a total bust, but I'm saying, like, he's not a leader, man. He's not. He's his dad, right? Like, okay. He's Deion.
Here's the thing.
Deion was always kind of in the limelight as just kind of
a dickhead.
A dickhead, yeah.
Yeah, but he was. But Deion was.
Deion could back it up, but he also played defense in a position that wasn't super, like, leadership heavy. Like, he wasn't a middle linebacker.
Oh, no, he just needed to... He was his own guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
receivers and corners, you can do whatever you want.
Pretty much, yeah.
As long as you perform.
Yeah.
But if you're a quarterback, you're leading the team, you can't be a dickhead.
You can't be...
The point where you have to take credit and also accountability for your team's failures.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, cornerback and a wide receiver, that's a cowboy, right? That's an individual. You can lone wolf it. You can be a sigma male
as a
cornerback. You can't do that as a quarterback. But I don't think he's going to be – you're right. Like, I don't think he's going to be, like, Jamarcus Russell or something like that. But, like, you don't want to draft Jameis Winston in the top five, and Jameis Winston's had a great career.
Listen, we haven't given Jameis the proper time yet. All right, let him cook in Cleveland. You put in Jameis right now, and I think they're better with the Browns.
Oh, I agree with that.
Because whatever Deshaun Watson is, he died on that massage table.
I agree with that. I'm just saying, like, Jameis Winston has had a good career.
Not really a good career. Okay.
He's had a good career for...
An impressive career because he did the 30-30.
He's had a good career for, like, for a player. Do you know what I mean? He's stuck around. He's making money. That's what
He's outlasted the average NFL player.
Right. Right, that's what I mean. But what he's had a bad career when you consider he was taken, what, top five? That's what I see for Shador.
I forget what Jameis was taken. He was taken by Tampa with, was it a top five pick?
It was really high. Let me check.
Yeah, I don't remember him. Was it number, it wasn't one.
It was one.
It was one.
He was the first overall pick.
Wow. Well, I stand by it. Like, Jameis coming out of college was that guy.
Right, but there's a chance Shador goes top three as well. And that's what this Jameis
comparable wins. To Jameis.
I think Jameis is his ceiling.
And Jameis kind of showed the immaturity in college.
Yeah.
Fucker right in the pussy.
Yeah. Stealing crab legs.
Potential sexual assault. I don't know. I think that was bullshit.
I don't know.
I think it was like a girlfriend.
It was a weird situation. It wasn't cut.
There's some racial stuff.
It was like, I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I do remember him facing those allegations, then going into the student union
screaming, fucker right in the pussy.
Yeah. Maybe not the best idea, man.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, exactly.
He also just sounds like a 50-year-old man at all times at a barbershop.
He does.
You ever hear him talk?
Oh, yeah, but I love that about him.
Yeah, that's the best part about him.
Yeah. He just screams. It's like it's the same with, like, Daniel Jones, right? It's like, you knew Daniel Jones wasn't going to work. You knew it. And that's how I feel about Shador Sanders.
Give Daniel Jones time.
Just see Shador, and I'm like, come on, dude. It's not gonna work.
I don't know. It could in the right situation, but he needs to grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. He needs to take less from his dad.
At one point, or on one level, it's like, well, he's a kid or whatever.
But he needs hard ass coaching that's not his dad.
Yeah. And so, like, on some level, again, it's like, oh, he's a kid, he's 20, 21, whatever.
Because he can spin it. Like, he has talent.
I get that. But on the other hand, you actually do need to grow the fuck up earlier if there are millions of dollars on the line and your whole career is on the line at 22. Like, sorry, that sucks, but, like, you do need to actually mature a little bit quicker than a normal 22-year-old does, because your whole life is about to be handed to you.
Colorado also knew what they were signing up for. Like, miss me with Deion's a bad hire. He did exactly what they wanted him to do.
Economically, it's been a boon for the university.
Yeah.
So
admissions have gone up. He's brought so much like kind of awareness to the program.
Boulder's making money just because when people show up to games. And
like they had one weird year in 2016 where they made the Pac-12 championship under Mike McIntyre. And then, I mean, other than that, they've been an abomination of a program.
Yeah, and that was a once proud program. Won a natty in the 90s. I remember when I started school, I think they won the Big 12 North the first 2 years I was in school. Like, they were constantly in championship games and stuff like that. Like, yeah.
Not great, but...
not great, whatever.
You know
what else isn't great?
Peyton Thorne getting hit up with Venmo requests after...
That is great. You skipped one. I was going to say Florida.
Well, all right. Okay. I was just trying to figure out where you're going with that. So.
Yeah. No, I was playing two QBs.
Okay. So Florida is playing a two quarterback system. Never a good idea. I'm sure, like, having packages, okay. But, like, if you're alternating, like, oh, you get this series, you get that series, you get this half, you get that half. When does that work? When does that ever work?
It doesn't.
No.
Literally ever. The only time it even remotely works is if you have a package QB, right?
And now are we just going to give up on Graham Mertz? We probably should, right?
Probably, yeah. Just let it go.
You were a four-star coming out of high school. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry.
It's time to move on.
And Florida seems, we know this because our former co-host on Softcore History, Jake Goldman, they always seem to always want the backup. The backup's always the guy.
Well, everybody always wants. That was a big thing at Mizzou.
Felipe Franks, though, you had Kyle Trask.
But that was the rightful demand.
But Dan Mullen probably still has a job if he just started Kyle Trask
from
the get-go. So he would have better seasons.
I'm trying to think of what season that was where Felipe Franks started last. I think it was 2018. And that Florida team was... they should have done a bit better or a lot better.
Yeah.
But because Felipe Franks was playing. Okay, yeah. So that it was 2018. Missouri goes into Florida in November. Florida's ranked 13th in the country. I believe at this point they have two losses, so they're out of the playoff, right? They're out of the playoff this time because they just lost to Georgia the week before. But they're 13th in the country. They absolutely positively can make a New Year's Six game, which maybe they did anyway. I don't remember off the top of my head.
It doesn't matter. Just
they made continue the Peach with Bowl. Your point. Was that a New Year's Six game? They still ended the season ranked 10th. But Felipe Franks let Missouri blow them out at home because he couldn't hit a goddamn wide receiver. If Kyle Trask is playing the whole time, they probably beat Kentucky and beat Missouri. And then they have one loss, and they're playing in the fucking championship. Or they're at least playing in... yeah, they're playing in the playoff.
Kyle Trask kind of has a cushy gig now. I think he's backing up Baker.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great spot.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Felipe Franks is ass. Straight ass.
And then, as I said earlier, Peyton Thorne of Auburn getting hit up with lost bets on Venmo after the Cal game.
I couldn't believe they lost that game.
That was an also great troll by the Cal Barstool account. Just like when you
just lost to the liberal agenda.
You just lost to the woke agenda.
Oh, the woke agenda, yeah. If you check out the Barstool Cal Instagram account, it's just a meme, and it's just like Kamala Harris and a bunch of other shit.
And like rainbows and shit.
Yeah. It was really
just
funny.
Berkeley. You can't lose to Berkeley as an SEC
not
school.
No, you can't lose in SEC country to fucking Berkeley. But whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Anyway, let's get the picks. Let's just get, because there's so much to talk to with this week. Last week... much more improved than week one.
For both of us.
I went 10-7, 1-0 on my Moneyline Dogs. You went 11-6, 1-0 on your Moneyline Dogs. So after that horrific first week, I am still under 500, so I'm 14-16-1, but 2-1 on my Moneyline Dogs.
There you go.
Don't overlook that. Then Rob's 17-16-1, so he's above 500, probably for the first time ever on this show. And then 1-1 on his Moneyline Dogs.
Yeah, I hit my Moneyline Dog hit this week, San Jose State.
But, yeah, as we spoke to earlier as well, Arizona State coming to San Marcos.
You don't just walk into the square.
And come out with a dub against G.J. Kinney.
Is Texas State going to push him in the river?
They could, man. I can't believe they got McLeod from JMU. I don't know if that's like a... in theory,
didn't JMU's coach get hired away?
Yeah. But still, is JMU, what do you think is a more prestigious position, quarterback at JMU or quarterback at Texas State? I don't think it's like a lateral move. I think it's almost like going down.
It is. JMU is a better football school, unquestionably. Now, maybe being the quarterback at a school with super hot chicks is awesome.
Right.
And that's why he did it. But what conference is JMU in?
And he is from he's from Tampa, too, so it's not like he's coming home.
Yeah. What conference is JMU in again?
I believe JMU is, are they also Sun Belt?
I was going to say, because moving to the Sun Belt could be an upgrade.
I think JMU is in the Sun Belt, though.
That would make sense. Yeah, they're both Sun Belt. So you just move to a different Sun Belt team.
Remember, they were ineligible for the first couple of years for the championship because they had just moved from
the
FCS.
They would have won, too. They would have fucking won.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But Arizona State's actually much improved. They're better than I thought they would be.
Yeah, I love Arizona State here. I'll take the P5 team.
Yeah, packed. Well, no, there is no P5
or P4,
anymore. P4. Well, I mean, honestly, though, Washington State, Oregon State, still undefeated.
Pac-2
is a thing, yeah.
I'll take the Power Conference team for sure.
Yeah, I think Texas State keeps it close, but Arizona State probably too much. Guys are bigger. I'll also ride with Arizona State.
Wow. You're not going to ride with your guys?
They don't need to win this game. It's not for the conference.
Okay. Okay.
Texas State wins the Sun Belt, but it doesn't matter if they beat Arizona State.
All right.
This is a meaningless game. This okay. is the...
They're just playing... Texas State just wants to make a bowl.
That's not true.
Really?
They're good this year.
Okay.
They are. But Arizona State, I've watched the first couple games. They're way better than I would have thought.
Yeah.
Like Herm kind of left that program... in a terrible spot.
Who did?
Herm.
No shit. Of course, he left it in a terrible spot. He's a terrible coach.
But they also turned on him. Like,
oh, I know. It's
they were literally giving his playbook to other coaches.
We don't talk about it enough. I don't know how it's not one of the biggest scandals in college football of all time.
His assistants gave the playbooks to other coaches.
Because they wanted him fired. Like, I don't understand how it's not.
Because no one likes Herm. If he was a more likable fellow,
holy
I guess
shit,
that would
dude.
Be a bigger deal.
It's
but
just crazy.
Yeah, I'll go ASU -1.5. I think Texas State maybe has a lead late. Okay. But Arizona State kicks like a game-winning field goal, wins by two.
Nah, Texas State, or Arizona State is winning this by like a touchdown.
Okay. I'm just saying, the Bobcats are feisty.
Okay. Look, can I just make my pick on this next one first?
Well, can we introduce the game?
Yeah.
Before, like, hold your horses.
Buddy. Yeah, I know, but I don't relax. Want you to undercut me because I've had this one circled on my calendar.
I'm going
to
intro it.
All right.
I mean, you're running Rebs at UNLV, going to your hated Kansas Jayhawks. Over-under is 58. UNLV's catching 7.
Oh, I'm taking UNLV, and I'm taking them as my money line dog, too. UNLV wins this game outright. It cannot be understated how bad Jalen Daniels looked last week.
He looked bad. But Burt can coach up the defense. He
Barry can too. Barry can too. Better than Burt.
I just don't know if he's got the guys.
He's got.
I don't know if they got the horses on defense
Kansas
at UNLV.
Kansas didn't look like they had the guys. I mean, Jalen Daniels was horrific.
I get that. But there's a reason the line's still 7.
I don't care.
All right.
Also, UNLV, so can I give you my nightmare scenario for this season?
Yeah.
One of my nightmare scenarios for this
season?
All
right, let me go get my phone. You explain it. I'll listen, though.
Okay, so one of my nightmare scenarios for the season is Missouri makes the playoff, doesn't get a bye because we, of course, don't win the SEC. I just don't see that happening. That would be a miracle season. So Missouri makes the playoff, catches UNLV and their former coach Barry Odom in the first round and loses.
God, I hope that happens so hard right now. That's my dream scenario for this season.
That
actually.
Is your okay, great.
I would love that.
It would be a home game at Missouri too.
That would be awesome. Barry's revenge. Come on,
on his own alma mater.
Because obviously, like you know, the championship game, the Final Four, it's going to be the your four. Typical teams that you see yeah. in the past playoffs. But that first round is going to be fun.
It's going to be lit.
There might be an upset or two. It's going to be very similar to March Madness, where a team that has no business beating the other does somehow win, but then they get blown out the second round.
Pretty much.
By, yeah. like, Georgia.
Yeah. And like, the other thing, too, that makes it so
or
much...
Or Ohio State.
I would bet on the bye teams almost every time, or at least I would almost never bet on a non-bye team to win the national championship because
Planet additional football game is a big deal.
It's a humongous deal, and not just physically or whatever. Like, it's so fucking hard in college to win three games in a row for a normal team that isn't Georgia or Saban's Alabama,
right?
Or Ohio State, I guess. Like, I mean, it is fucking hard. No one can do it.
I'll go UNLV with the points. I think Kansas squeaks it out still at home. Kansas by three, UNLV covers. Seven's too many points. Because they can. They can kind of throw it around the yard.
Who?
UNLV.
Yeah, and Barry's a defense guy. I another thing, a lot of KU fans were complaining that their offensive coordinator, whose name I forget, is pure ass. Like, they hated his play calling. If Jalen Daniels isn't right and their offensive coordinator isn't right, like, I don't – Barry Odom's going to feast.
Right. I just don't – Kansas is not going to be able to cover Ricky White the third. He'll get his numbers. I think UNLV will still keep it tight, but somehow maybe Kansas runs the ball down their throat. I don't know. We'll Kansas going to win the game, but UNLV covers. Next up, we have Memphis. So that's Friday.
Oh, awesome.
It's a Friday game.
Hell yeah.
We get that, and we also get Kansas State.
That's a great.
Arizona.
That's a great Friday night. And then Arizona State, Texas State Thursday night. What a good 3 days in a row.
I know. They're not missing much.
So we got to drop this on Thursday then instead of Friday.
No, we're dropping this today. It's Wednesday.
Oh, we're dropping it today? Okay.
Because the NFL show is going out tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So we have it. There's a gap. So
yeah, fair enough.
We're not going to be super consistent. We're going to the outside show goes out whenever the other guys can't do their shows.
Pretty much.
We're working around their schedule. So Memphis, this is a fun game. Catching 6.5 at your 0-2 Florida State. The over-under is 52. Oh, I should have worn my fucking DJ ukulele.
Damn. Did you take
jersey.
It home?
I took it home, yeah.
That's really funny.
I wore it for a day.
It's sick. It's dope.
I don't know if it's worth anything.
It's probably not.
No.
Not yet.
It's devalued with the signature.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrong about Florida State. Wrong about DJ. I figured, you know, I thought Florida State was going to be much better than they are.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And the Heisman is a quarterback award, so if you're the quarterback of a team that wins a conference, I would imagine you're in the Heisman contention. I took a chance.
Spoken about. Yeah. Potentially.
I took a chance. All right. Sorry. DJ sucks. DJ's bad, but he's not the total problem in Tallahassee. I don't know what's going on with Norvell. I didn't realize he also has like a weak ass voice. He's not a leader of men with that voice.
Mm-mm.
It's a very squeaky kind of.
Not what you want.
Cartoonish voice.
Jordan Trey. So is he just like Jimbo 2.0 where a quarterback made him? Or Gus Malzahn, I guess you could say.
We sleep on Jordan Travis.
Or not Gus Malzahn. Gene Chizik.
Gene Chizik was made by Gus Malzahn.
Yes, was made by?
Cam Newton.
Yeah. Now, Malzahn had other good years at Auburn, for sure.
Yeah, he got to a natty by himself.
Malzahn wasn't made by Cam, but he certainly
helps. That was the Nick Marshall, right?
Yes, Nick Marshall, yeah. And Trey Mason at running back, yeah.
But, Norvell had some good quarterbacks in Memphis, too.
They had good offenses. I don't remember who was playing quarterback.
Brady White? Sound right?
I don't know. Couldn't even tell you.
Seth Hennigan's been there forever. I mean, they went and played Ole Miss tough under Norvell a couple times.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Some quasi-rivalry game.
Yeah. That said, Memphis catching 6.5, Florida State over under 52. Does Florida State right the ship? Or are they in total? I mean, they had a bye, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had time to just, like, lock the fuck in.
I'm taking Memphis. I also like the over. Memphis has dropped 40 and 38. Florida State hasn't stopped anybody.
All right. Well, this is where we disagree. This is your last chance, Florida State. I said this could be a total catastrophe of a season now that you are 0-2. Guys are totally just checked out. They aren't going to listen to Norvell. This could go very wrong. But if I think Norvell is as good of a coach as I believe he was, he's going to turn it around now, right? Like, this has to be the week that they show the fuck up. If they don't, they might not win a game this year.
If you want to take a look at this game live, maybe Florida State scores first and the line balloons a little bit. But if you see, especially once Memphis has the ball, Florida State getting pushed around on the lines, smash.
Yeah.
Because their lines have been horrible.
There's a reason they're still favored. We gotta have the dudes in Tallahassee. You gotta show up. Florida State covers, they win the game. they get back on track, maybe they can put themselves back in. I mean, they have two losses already in the ACC.
Yeah,
they might. They might be out.
They're out.
Yeah, but come on, have this is a like have some fucking dignity, have some self-respect. Yeah. Like you got to show up against Memphis, Florida State all day.
It'll be interesting to see because Florida State's resume is looking worse and worse, right? So they lose to Georgia Tech, who gets beaten by Syracuse.
Syracuse is a fucking monster, though, Kyle McCord. Everyone knows that.
I don't think Syracuse is bad.
No one's debating that Kyle McCord is just a way better player than he was at Ohio State because he left that toxic program.
Toxic, yeah, I agree.
He's able to flourish now. They let him just – they're just letting Kyle McCord sling it.
Sling it, yeah.
Ohio State would never.
Then didn't have the guts. And then BC's playing Missouri this week, so we'll see how BC looks against not Florida State, basically. I mean, they beat the shit out of Duquesne, but whatever. So Florida State at the end. Who does Georgia Tech play this week?
They're not on the slate for us. Are they playing somebody ranked? I imagine. Or they might have a bye. I mean, they've played like
they're playing three straight BMI, weeks. So you're not going to learn anything about them this week. Yeah, so it could be another week where Florida State looks even worse if BC doesn't keep the game close.
Oh, well, BC's going to beat Missouri. It's fine.
I get that.
I don't understand why they're ranked, but that's another story. But, yeah, Florida State, like, show the fuck up or it's over. Like,
yeah.
At that point, just cancel the rest of the season.
It's just – it's going to be bad. Stay at the tailgates, kids. There's no reason to go into the stadium.
Next up, we got Cincinnati coming off a heartbreaking loss to Pitt. Blew that game. -3.5 at Miami of Ohio. Over-under is 46.5. In-state rivalry, who you like here? I might like the Red Hawks. I'm thinking about the Red Hawks. At home, home dog, catching 3.5. Yeah, give me that. I still think they could win the MAC.
Okay. I don't like this game.
You're like, I don't want to pick.
Yeah, like this is a tough one.
If you want, I'll allow you to sit it out.
No. I'll go with Cincinnati on this one. I've been picking a lot of dogs here, back-to-back dogs, in fact. We'll say. I mean, Cincinnati gave Pitt a game. We'll say Cincy.
You going Cincy? All right. Next up, the Mean Green of North Texas. Catching 9.5, traveling to
Man, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solution, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Man, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever to see if it'll grow back. That's why you need Hims. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, or serum treatment options that you can find works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few of the questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personal hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Public over under 69.5. I watched way too much Texas Tech Wazoo last week as I was building a coffee table. I just left it on in the background. They were bad. Wazoo worked them.
It's not what you want?
No. It's probably the worst I've ever seen Texas Tech play. And, I mean, they sneaked one out against Abilene Christian. North Texas has all the momentum. They're 2-0.
Yeah, they're kind of 2-0, but just give me the over because they let South Alabama drop 38 on them. Stephen F. Austin dropped 20 on them on North Texas.
Well, first off, there's no shame in giving up 38 points to South Alabama, USA. Why are you against USA?
Sorry, you're right. And then, obviously,
in Stone Cold Steve Austin's university.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, Tech has given up nothing but points, 51 and 37. I'll just take the over.
They didn't hit the over last week because they themselves didn't score.
Who?
Texas Tech.
Yeah, they'll score this week. I'm not worried about that.
Okay. I'll also go with the over. Just cheer for points.
Yeah.
I have no idea what to make of. North Texas could honestly win this game outright, but.
Yeah.
I'll just stick with points. Yeah. This could be a, I don't know. You do have to factor in, though, that there is no longer the clock stopping after every first down. So games are going a little faster.
Yeah, but that's already factored into the line.
I get that.
So, honestly,
but maybe they're still trying to figure. I mean, by week three, week four, they should have figured it out.
Yeah.
But those first couple weeks, there was
also
probably
what
a
do
little
you think is
correction.
What do you think is more valuable, the extra timeout in each half, or
for the points? No, it was whenever resetting the clock every first down.
Yeah, that saved more time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next up, Texas A&M, -3.5 at the Swamp. The over-under is 47.5. If there's a game I don't want to watch this weekend, it's
gross.
This game.
Under. I don't know who's going to win. Under.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm going to go with the under. I'm going to fucking feel for Jake having to put himself for 3 hours of this game.
Yeah, this is
pouring his heart and soul into this. A&M probably will squeak this out 17-3.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
It's gonna suck.
Absolutely foul.
But who knows, that two quarterback system? Maybe he'll figure it out, and maybe Connor Wegman will finally feel it. He's an NFL prospect for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. A lot of guys like him.
Okay, sure.
The Daniel Jeremiahs of the world. Just think he's a, I mean, I guess by default, there's not too many NFL quarterbacks out there.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough.
Washington State, the Apple Cup, catching 5 in Seattle. The over-under is 56. Both teams are undefeated. Both teams looking pretty solid.
Wazoo's the only one who's played anybody, really.
I mean, Tech a little bit, yeah.
Tech's better than what Washington's played, but neither.
Who has Washington played?
I just looked at it. It was two nobodies. It was, yeah, Weber State and Eastern Michigan.
Okay, whatever.
They have not, I don't think they've given up a touchdown yet this year, unless somebody missed an extra point.
So, like I said, I watched way too much of the Wazoo-Texas Tech game, and they were really trying to make this quarterback for Wazoo a thing, like John Meter.
Okay.
The announcers were just like, oh, Washington State found themselves a replacement for Cam Ward, am I right? He threw for like 114 yards, but he ran for 100 yards.
Okay.
Like, he's a dual threat white kid. He's cool. He seems like a gamer.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's pump the brakes. He's not Cam Ward. It is the Apple Cup. It is an in-state rivalry. Washington State should be in the game, but I'm going to say Washington wins the game by a touchdown, so they cover. Give me the Huskies.
Yeah, this is a really hard one for me. Obviously, a revenge spot for Wazoo for not just a losing last year's thing, but for literally the conference being murdered. I'm sure they had a great time watching the national championship game. Mm-hmm. All things considered, this does feel like Washington by a touchdown, maybe by two field goals. But we're agreeing with each other too much. So what I will do is
I don't like that.
I'm gonna be a little crazier here, and I'm gonna take. I'm going to take the under. I think Wazoo has only played teams with shitty defenses, and I think Washington hasn't really put up great point numbers against two bad teams. So I'll take the under 56.
Okay. Not a Will Rogers guy.
I do like Will Rogers, but they just haven't been scoring. It's kind of weird.
Next up, we got the backyard brawl. West Virginia -2. Isn't Heinz Stadium, Heinz Field,
in Pitt? Probably.
Yeah, over under 63.5. Who you got?
Pitt, dog. Come on, give me Pitt as a dog. West Virginia, this is Neil Brown's last year. It's crazy to me that they've even stuck around this long.
I don't think so. I think losing the Penn State opening week, no shame in that. West Virginia, big. Pitt didn't impress me against Cincinnati. They barely pulled it out. Yeah, West Virginia wins this game. West Virginia covers. Backyard brawl. That's a fun game. I want to go to eventually at some point. That's like a little check it off the list.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Before we keep going, where do we make these picks, Dan?
We, of course, make these bets at mybookie.com.
Mybookie.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000. You put in $1,000, they'll give you an extra $1,000 to play with. You put in $100, they'll give you an extra $100 to play with. Whatever, that's where we make our picks. Mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000. It's where we bet on everything. It's also where we play blackjack every Friday. They have live casinos with human dealers that you see. It's like zooming into a casino, basically, is what their blackjack game is like. It's fucking awesome. It's really fun. You're playing with real money, with real humans, real dealers. Word of warning, the cards do move fast. It's not like at a casino where you're kind of chopping it up and chit-chatting. They're just dealing hands, but it's fun. It is, again, a real game of blackjack. It's not some sketchy computer thing. You go to the live casino tab. There's a casino tab and a live casino tab. Live casinos where you play the blackjack. Otherwise, the sports book is where you make all your picks on college football, the NFL, and so on and so forth. MyBookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros. Check it out.
Next up, we got Virginia Tech -15 at Old Dominion. Over under is 49.5. In state rivals. Old Dominion knocked off Virginia Tech. Not too long ago.
Yeah. ODU, that another school that moved up the ranks in that area, along with JMU, as kind of a mid-major football powerhouse.
Much to the demise and dismay of Virginia Tech and Virginia.
Oh, boy.
Getting some of their recruits.
It would be very fun if Virginia was good at football and Virginia Tech was good at football again.
I know. What if, just imagine this, though. Let's say Missouri State just started to become an FCS power.
Yeah.
And then also just moved up to the Sun Belt, but was like, you know, a 10-win Sun Belt team.
Yeah.
And then just started stealing those lower-end Mizzou recruits.
Infuriating. I'd be suck. Fucking furious. Yeah.
I would not care for it. Or like a...
FIU.
I'm trying to think of the state for you, so Missouri. So like a St. Louis.
St. Louis University.
If they had like a fucking football program.
Yeah, they used to back in the day.
Yeah.
I think.
That would suck.
Yeah, I'm taking Virginia Tech here. Virginia Tech needs a reset.
They won. They beat Marshall. They did not cover.
Yeah.
Not great.
They need to, they're playing a lot of regional teams here.
I know. I'm going ODU to cover. Okay. I think Virginia Tech wins by 2 touchdowns, but you win by that point. I don't know. They haven't. Virginia Tech just hasn't been super impressive for a team that's returned like 20 starters from last year. And dude, I don't know.
Boy, they were supposed to be the guys too.
They were supposed to be the dark horse ACC team. Yeah.
Fuck, man. They haven't done a goddamn thing.
I mean, should we factor that in though? If guys that weren't that good all come back, do we expect them to get better?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. You know,
because sometimes
the chemistry is built. You guys, you know, are you ideally in all aspects of life with time get better at your craft,
right? Well, it's the type of thing too where, like, let me look at their schedule real quick from last year, because sometimes it's misleading, right? Like sometimes you're like, oh, that was a 6-6 team, but they lost a bunch of one score games. You know what I mean?
Or, but like, let's say, oh, they're returning 10 of their 12 starters on defense. And then you never be like, oh, but they were the 90th ranked defense last year.
Right. Right.
It's like, I mean, okay, dude, that's what's that mean?
They did lose a bunch of one score games last year. They lost 1, 2, 3 one score games. I mean, you shift two of those wins the other way, all of a sudden you're looking at a 9-win team, I think, or something like that. Like
that tells me Brent Pry can't close.
You know, Drink couldn't close until he maybe could, too. But maybe he'll go back to not being able to close. Who knows? Yeah, I'll still take Virginia Tech. Something's got to go right for them.
Speaking of dark horses, fun little story in Nashville. Vanderbilt, -10.5.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Georgia State?
Going to Atlanta?
Over under is 46.5. We've always talked about Georgia State should be better than they are because, you know, you should just be the fun school in Atlanta.
Yeah, they're playing and they play in Turner Field, former home of the Braves. Give me Vandy, though.
Vandy looks great.
Vandy, Georgia State has not looked good.
Vandy's at least, you know, entertaining at this point, right? Like, there's nothing worse than sucking and also not putting an entertaining product on the field.
Yeah, at least make the games fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sure, we're going to get run by Georgia. We're going to get run by the Bamas of the world.
Tennessee probably, too. For
that we might sneak one out against, like, the Florida. Like, I think Vandy is very much going to put somebody on upset alert. Or they're going to just straight up ruin someone's season.
Vandy's going to finish in the middle of the pack in the yeah. SEC.
They're going to be, like, I think deal. Vandy's going to win 6 games.
I could see that. Oh, yeah. Easily, I could see that.
They're going to start out 3-0.
I bet you they finish above Kentucky, A&M, Mississippi State, maybe Florida, definitely Arkansas. Who knows with Auburn? Yeah, they're going to be right in the middle of the pack, maybe lower middle of the pack, but they'll be in the middle of the pack in the SEC for sure.
Oh, I mean, let's put somebody on upset alert next week.
Yeah.
They're Missouri
Every
Tigers.
Fucking week, it's going to be this fucking shit.
it is. It is going to.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, you guys are going to lose to Boston College. You're going to lose to Vandy.
Yeah, probably a 2-game losing streak, certainly.
I mean, who do you have after that? I don't even.
A&M.
Do you even win another game?
Yeah, it's tough to say.
Probably I mean, not. You got to travel to Amherst? I don't know if you can beat UMass.
West to east like that?
Oof. No, I think you guys are fine. but that will be a running bit, and I will not stop. I will refuse
fucking
to stop.
No.
But Vandy, they've just really impressed me early on, beating Virginia Tech, obviously shutting out Alcorn State, 55-0.
They're rolling right now.
They kind of are.
And by the way, Vandy should have won that game in regulation against Vatek. It went to overtime, and it should not have. I think they settled for a really long field goal.
46.5 is very low.
For the over-under?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm taking the under.
Sure.
It's a little, like, Vandy's been putting up points.
Yeah.
But
they've been kind of choking people out, too.
Yeah. So I do think Vandy could just win this game 35-0.
Yeah. And if I recall, one of the Virginia Tech touchdowns was on just sort of like a broken coverage. It was a huge play. It was basically like one throw, 60-yard touchdown or something like that. Which
a lot of garbage stuff. Yeah.
Which is just Georgia State's not going to do that. So
they came back, to be fair. Like, Virginia Tech made it a game, came back. But Vandy kind of left their foot off the gas. They didn't do it last week. Won 55-0. Georgia State's a little bit better, but not much.
Yeah.
They're kind of struggling this year. I'm going to go Vandy. No, I'll just go under. I'll just go with under. Next up, kind of the most pesky 0-2 team you've ever seen, New Mexico.
Oh, boy.
Catching 28 at Auburn. The over-under is 60.5. Bronco Mendenhall seems to be really strong with that first half.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, maybe he just makes no halftime adjustments.
Why? If the first half is so good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. Blew the opener.
Absolutely, yeah.
Gave Arizona a game until they didn't. Arizona just ran them off the field in the second half.
Mm-hmm. But they did drop 39 on Arizona.
Yeah, they have the capability to score.
Give me the over in this game.
You going over?
Yeah, I almost want to pick New Mexico to cover.
I am. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to go New Mexico plus 28. I know Auburn was embarrassed last week. They're coming off the loss. They're going to try to come out and just boat race this team.
That's why I like the over.
Four touchdowns, man.
Yeah,
New Mexico's competitive enough to cover four touchdowns.
They weren't
against Arizona.
They might be covering it by like 20. They might lose by 24.
New Mexico might backdoor this.
Yeah.
A late score. They're down 31. They score a touchdown on the cover. Yeah, give me New Mexico to cover 28. But Auburn, you got to figure stuff out. I like this game right here. Toledo's catching 11.5 in Starkville. The over-under is 59.5. Lebby and the boys came back against Arizona State, fell short.
Yep.
It's a total rebuild, you know.
In Mississippi State, yeah. I mean, it's what can you do when your coach dies? Like, it's tough.
Then you just have to promote your offense coordinator.
Yeah, like, it's not great. It's not what you want.
I miss Leach so much.
I know.
I think college football kind of died with him.
Did it?
I mean, I love college football now, but it's just the product has gotten, you know, more corporatized. It's become more of a professional game.
Yeah.
The minute Leach died.
It's not as fun.
It's just not.
I mean, it's still my favorite.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
It's a superior product to the NFL. Even though I'm wearing an Eagles hat right now, I don't care for the NFL. I watch the Eagles, and that's the only team I really give a shit about. I'll watch every single Eagles game every week. But, dude, it's just really hard to watch an NFL game of two teams I don't care about.
I can watch it as, like, background. It's great background.
Yeah.
It's a good Sunday night background.
That's what I did. I mean, I had Colts Texans on.
Yeah.
In the background as I was doing stuff, but I wasn't like plugged
good,
in.
Good
I was
Monday night.
Like every college game, it doesn't matter what it is. Like this fucking, I'll be locked in for Texas State, Arizona State.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be great.
I don't know why, but I love it.
The games matter. That's why. Because like oh no, the fucking
every win matters.
Ravens lost week one of the NFL season.
Who cares?
They're going to win their division. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Every loss and win is humongous in college football. Yeah. Even if you're not competitive.
Even now we have an extended playoff, games still matter.
Yep. Every single one.
Because there's so many teams. So many teams. That said, Mississippi State wins the game, but I think Toledo covers.
Okay.
What are you liking?
I kind of like... What was I looking at here? Damn it. I kind of like the under here. It's a lot of points.
Yeah.
Both teams have defenses in the top 50, according to S&P Plus. I don't think either offense is competent, really. So, yeah, man, give me the under.
Next up, we got a new Bruin rivalry from last year. I mean
these guys
obviously, they're in-state rivals, but like,
rivals forever,
kind of elevated last year.
Yeah.
With, it was double overtime game?
Yes. Yeah.
We got Colorado, Deion, Shador, Travis Hunter, and the folks, that bad offensive line, going to Colorado State. The over-under is 58.5. I don't care, man. Throw the record books out. Colorado State stinks. Stinks. They still cover. They're making this a game. They're making this personal. Colorado State covers.
Let's see what they've done so far this year.
They're not good. Don't look it up. You're going to talk yourself into Colorado.
I'm not.
And I'm telling you that's a mistake.
I'm not ever going to talk myself into Colorado.
What do we do? What do we do in these in-state rivalries?
Throw out the record books.
We toss them. Where do we toss them? Out the window. There's no windows here, though.
I like...
It's a windowless building.
Yeah, yeah. I like Colorado State to cover. It is a rivalry game. They are going to be heated. They are going to be pissed. I also... Man, it's just like... I know they gave up a bunch of points to Texas, but like...
But Texas is good. Check it out. Texas is a top two or three team in the nation.
I know. What I'm trying to say is...
They're a legitimate title contender.
What I'm saying is, do I like the under here as well? Am I convinced that either of these teams are going to score 60 points?
Yeah. I mean, Colorado's going to score.
I'll just stay with Colorado State then.
And then
I'll stay off the under, but I kind of...
Next up, game of the week, my personal opinion. I'll be there. If you want to come find me, I guess. I'll be with some fraternity brothers from college, hanging out in Fort Worth. UCF -2.5 at TCU. The over-under is 62.5. Excited for this game. I'm going to lay my nuts on the desk right now. UCF not only covers... They make a statement of the fucking Horned Frogs. Make those frogs bleed. UCF by 14.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm taking TCU.
I know you are. I had you written down for TCU.
Home game.
Home dog.
Home dog.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Gotta love that. I'm trying to find... Something real quick. Sorry, that's why I'm stalling here. But yeah, TC is going to win this game. I almost like the. It's so many points. TCU has lit it up against two nobodies. UCF.
We've beaten two nobodies as well.
Also lit
New
it
Hampshire,
up against two nobodies.
Sam Houston State. Although, don't sleep on Sam Houston.
I'll just take TCU. I don't know about the over-under. I think I could see this being an under game, though.
Yeah.
Both of these schools, by the way, not only are they right next to each other in the AP poll with. One vote each.
Oh, were you right next to each other in S&P?
You are 25th and 26th in S&P Plus poll overall.
Damn, AP's sleeping on us. Both.
Yeah. Yeah,
This is a fringe top 25 spot.
UCF is slightly better ranked on offense and defense.
Yeah. Defense has been showing up.
I'll take I'll take the home team.
You want to make a mayor bet on this, too?
Not a mayor of anything.
Yeah, well, you're the mayor of Fort Worth now.
Okay. Well, I still need to get you tacos. We'll have to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm the mayor of Orlando.
Okay.
Orlando, of course, we have.
I have no idea what food is in Orlando. Disney World?
Yeah, we have Disney. We have Universal. We have Medieval Times.
Everywhere is Medieval Times.
Well, not Medieval Times. Fuck, I forget what it was called. It's closed now, but it was like a biblical thing.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have Noah's Ark. That's in Tennessee, I think. But, okay, fair enough.
It was like the Holy Lands. That's what it was. Hell yeah. Huh. All right. What is Fort Worth known for?
Barbecue, probably.
All right, you owe me barbecue if UCF wins.
Okay.
And...
Will you owe me a funnel cake?
What do you want? What do you want from Orlando?
What food is even from Orlando?
I'll get your wife Mickey Mouse ears.
Perfect.
That you guys can have fun.
Yeah, we'll make love in those ears.
Yeah, I'll get you both Mickey Mouse ears.
Perfect, and we'll put them on
a matching set
and bang.
Yeah,
yeah, perfect. Deal.
All right, and then you still owe me tacos. We gotta go get those.
We gotta get those.
Then we got Maryland -2.5 at UVA. The over under is 57.5. Maryland coming off a disappointing loss to Michigan State.
Yeah.
I think that's more of a statement of where Michigan State is as a program under Jonathan Smith. Turning the boys around. Sparty. He's a good coach. UVA also kind of looking decent. Not bad.
Mm.
I'm going to go with Maryland here.
Same.
I think they got too many horses.
Yeah, I like this Maryland team to win on the road. UVA is a program I think that's kind of just wandering in the woods. And Maryland, I don't know. They've been okay. They've been competent the last couple of years. They should win.
Next up, San Diego State, +19 at Cal. The over-under is 48. Cal's feeling themselves. They're 2-0, coming off that win against Auburn. Little letdown spot here. San Diego State just got shut out by the Oregon State Beavers. Maybe a bounce-back spot here.
Oregon State. fucking around, dude. They're trying to take their revenge.
They are. San Diego State covers 19. I think Cal wins the game, maybe 21-10. So give me San Diego State.
Give me the under on this game.
All right. So you already have your money line dog. I have not picked one yet.
You've not taken a money line dog.
Do you have a random game you like this week?
Let me find it real quick. I'm just going to try to pull one out of my hat here like I always do, because I literally always forget that it's
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I'll take the guys I watched last week. Buffalo is -4 with UMass coming to town.
-4?
Yeah, -4.
All right. So a lot of avenues I can go here with my pick, right? We got Central Michigan, Illinois. Do I lay the 19?
Do you lay 17.5 on Minnesota? Nevada coming to Minnesota?
You know what? I like Illinois. Yeah, I'm just going to first thing I see, instincts tell me, Illinois -19 against the Chippewas all day. They're going to win that game like 24-0. Now I need to pick my money line dog. Any random spots here I like?
You could take a random money line dog too. Doesn't have to be on the list.
I know. Nevada's going to Minnesota. They're 17.5 point dogs. I don't think I'll take that.
Okay.
I mean, we got Troy, Iowa. Troy's been a huge disappointment.
I can't believe you left this game off the list. There's a couple interesting games you left off the
list. Duke, UConn? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Indiana, UCLA. Air Force at Baylor.
I missed the Indiana game. Air Force stinks, though. I'm not down to talk about Air Force at this point.
Okay, well, yeah, Baylor's a 15.5 point
Baylor's
favorite.
Baylor's bad.
Yeah. Indiana is getting 3 on the road at UCLA.
No, Indiana's -3.
-3, I'm sorry. Yeah, that.
Ooh, yeah, there we go. There's Dan's money line dog. UCLA at home gets the win.
That's an interesting line.
Yeah. UCLA didn't look great against Hawaii.
Yeah, and Indiana. Well. They
Indiana's played. Kind of a.
They've been slinging. They haven't played anybody, but they've been slinging.
They've been cooking. So yeah. That's outside for the week. We'll be back next week. Hopefully my UCF Knights will be 3-0. I will now have barbecue and tacos for lunch. So excited for that.
It doesn't matter because I'm going to. There's nothing I can enjoy on Saturday because. This is one of those years where it's like I'm only neurotic. I can't just kick.
You're
my
playing Boston College. Calm down. You're not going to lose Boston College.
You can't do it.
What, are you going to be disappointed if you guys beat Boston College by 7?
I don't care. Just get wins.
Yeah.
I don't care about the. Okay. I don't care about the spread.
It's a ranked win.
Yeah. Beating the spread only matters when you play like UMass or something. You know what I mean?
When you're playing Bowling Green, it's Penn State.
Yeah. That it doesn't matter. I guess
you don't want to beat them by a touchdown.
Against any other power conference team, just win.
Just win, baby.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll see you next week.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.